have B-Dot Miller on the line from RapRadar.com. And yes. You posted this thing on Harry Belafonte and Jay-Z. And Harry Belafonte actually wants to sit down with Jay-Z. And today the question, what's trending with QDZ is, does Jay-Z and other entertainers, black entertainers, have a social responsibility to their community? And you, I think you kind of disagree. I saw one of your posts. Can you just explain what you feel about that?
Yeah, I definitely feel like people, like, I think black community put too much emphasis on entertainers, specifically Jay-Z and other celebrities, on giving back. Like, at the end of the day, someone like Jay-Z's only obligations and is to make good music. That's the only thing he's accountable for. I think people are looking too much for leaders and leadership in the black community instead of pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps and, you know, handle our own businesses.
Okay, so, because I'm going to keep it real. I'm a big Jay-Z fan. I'm a big Rap Radar fan. I disagree. I feel as though Jay-Z, because it's just like you, B-Dot, right?
Right.
You're with the Dell State, sorry to hear that. And you know, you have a social responsibility, because things that you post on Rap Radar, you're not only a journalist, but you influence people by what you do every day. The same with me. I have a social responsibility. It's certain things that I may want to say on the air. I mean, of course, I don't guard myself, but there's certain things I have to say because of the position I'm in. You disagree, right, that because of the position Jay-Z, because Jay-Z's not an artist. He's transcended his music. He tells us to stop wearing jerseys. People stop, right, wearing jerseys. He tells people to start drinking cognac. People are drinking Douce. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But he's also a businessman as well. I mean, at the end of the day, he's not obligated. I think that's the problem that people are forgetting. He's not obligated to do anything. Jay-Z does have his foundation, you know, the Sean Carter Foundation. He provides college tours and other avenues for underprivileged kids. He went to Angola and helped get clean water system in that specific, in the city within that country. In Africa, these guys don't have clean water. I mean, he donates proceeds from his concerts, Columbine, up to 9/11. He's done enough. But I think people always are looking for the next best thing. I feel like Jay-Z could cure cancer and be like, well, what about AIDS? You ain't cure that.
No,
I mean, I don't understand, like, easy, like, you, I don't know exactly what you do for your own community, but you're not obligated to give back. I mean, people are often, it's funny, I noticed that people are often talking about how much this person gives. It's kind of like people's pockets, but some people don't even give enough money in tithes at their own church.
Now, listen, I absolutely agree with everything you're saying, and what I do for my community, I do a lot, B-Dot, okay? I cook homeless meals. I let people come in my house and sleep for free. All right, I'm lying about that
part. I'm coming
part.
Over.
No, yeah. But no, I feel like now where I'm at in my career and just having this platform, I do have an obligation. And for so many, and I'm not saying Jay-Z hasn't given, but to say you're not supposed to give, I feel like Martin Luther King wasn't obligated to give, but he gave, you know.
But Martin Luther King was an activist. You got to understand, Jay-Z is a small business owner, and he's also an artist, you know. So if Jay-Z chooses to come to Philly and donate, you know, school supplies, that's, he doesn't have to do that. He's doing out of the benevolence of his own heart, you know. And sometimes the thing is, we live in this media access reality show kind of world now where everything needs to be televised, everything needs to be Instagrammed, everything needs to be tweeted. Jay-Z is probably doing things that we don't
even
know about behind the scenes.
I agree with everything you're saying. I just feel as though Jay-Z has transcended music. And I feel like because he's been put in that certain light, you kind of have a certain responsibility. And I'm not saying he doesn't give. I'm just saying that he's not obligated. It's like, it's kind of like saying, B-Dot, you're not obligated to watch what you write on Rap Radar because you're influencing a generation.
Right, but that's part of my job as a journalist and as a blogger. But outside of that, me, you know, going to the soup kitchen, I'm not obligated to do that. You know, I think that's what people are losing sight of.
You know what, B-Dot? I could keep arguing with you.
No,
but
right.
You know, the thing is,
Jay-Z's response, I just feel like it, because you're black and successful, you're automatically accountable for the entire race or the entire community. I think Jay-Z's accountable for the black community as much as Steven Spielberg is accountable for the Jewish community. I mean,
but
I
feel like, you know, here's another part of it too. A lot of, we don't have activists that people listen to. People listen to, it's damn near sad. Stevie J has more influence than, let's say, Jesse Jackson. in some people's eyes. But do I think Jay-Z gives? Hell yeah. Do I think he should give more? I don't know. All I'm saying is, by saying just your presence is charity, I understand a part of what he's saying, but I also feel like you should take that on, because you know you got us. You got the black community. You got the youth community. That's why he gets to go into the White House and do certain things. But, yo, this is my man B-Dot from RapRadar.com. I'm going to have you on again because I like you being intelligent. And you sure you went to Dell State?
I think so, man. My loans definitely say I went to Dell State.
Okay. Well, look, man, that's my man B-Dot. Check him out, RapRadar.com. Keep it locked. QDZ Show, 6 minutes. My man Randy, the best of Randy's rapping bars right here on the new Hop 7-9.